The Office of Management and Budget is telling federal agencies and the General Services Administration to draw up plans that would let them hire private sector help to respond to a cyber intrusion as quickly as possible. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, OMB says it's clear no civilian agency has the resources to clean up after a major intrusion on its own.
As part of the cybersecurity strategy and implementation plan the White House released a month ago, GSA has another 2 months to come up with a plan to create contract vehicles that could be used to provide rapid incident response in the event of another cyber breach like the one disclosed by the Office of Personnel Management earlier this year. And those contract vehicles must be in place and available for agency use on a reimbursable basis by the end of next April. Trevor Rudolph is the chief of OMB's new Cyber and National Security Unit.
What we do not want to do is stand up just another paper tiger, right, where you have to run through a couple bureaucratic mechanisms to access that assistance when you need it. The idea here is that the agency, you know, kind of accesses the help beforehand, so when there's a problem, you know, they can respond very, very quickly.
Additionally, OMB says its 2016 guidance for implementation of the Federal Information Security Management Act will tell all federal agencies and departments that they'll need to designate ahead of time a single security operations center to manage all of their organization's response efforts in the event of a cyber incident and ensure cyber responders from the Department of Homeland Security have access to their networks so DHS can rapidly deploy its own experts to a problem site. Within the next several months, OMB says it will provide consistent guidance so that those pre-designated security operations centers are all following consistent rules and operational procedures across the federal government. Rudolph, who spoke at a recent cybersecurity conference organized by Federal Times, says an improved government-wide cybersecurity posture also depends on being able to recover from an incident once the first responders have put out the immediate fires resulting from an intrusion. Together with response, recovery is one of the five elements of the National Institute of Standards and Technology's cybersecurity framework, and from OMB's perspective, the one federal agencies are least prepared to handle.
My hypothesis here is that we've spent so much time, resources, money, you name it, on protecting assets and detecting threats. And now, you know, that we know the threats are in our system, we spend a lot of money responding to them. So just by kind of natural evolution, we're now at a point where we're good at, really good at, like, you know, protecting and detecting in some cases. And we're getting really good at responding in some cases. But we still have not gotten really good at the recover piece. But one of the things that we'll be working with NIST on is actually developing guidance agencies on how to recover from incidents. So, you know, how do you actually reconstitute an individual system, a business process, or some sort of broader mission system, mission investment, after it's been taken down due to a cyber incident? Those are the types of things that we need to get better at. Those are the types of things that we're dedicating resources to fix.
By next June, NIST will draw up government-wide guidance on how to recover from a data breach or a major malware attack. OMB itself says it will also update a 2007 memo that serves as federal agencies' current guidance on how to deal with a breach of personally identifiable information. The CSIP also directs the Office of Personnel Management to look into the possibility of making lifetime identity protection services a standard benefit provided to all federal employees, as opposed to the 3 years of protection being offered to workers who were identified as victims of this year's OPM breach. But Rudolph says the directions to improve post-incident recovery actions, most of which were born out of the government's recent cyber sprint, are only a start and are likely to keep changing as OMB and agencies continue to refine what it actually means to recover from a major breach.
So, I mean, does recover mean that, as I mentioned before, you're reconstituting a particular system or a process? Does recover mean that you're notifying victims in X number of days? I mean, it could be a lot of different things, and I think over time we will further flesh that out. We will get better at recovering, unfortunately, because practice does make perfect. So that's really where my comment came from. I think you'll see that natural evolution, and we will get better in that function over time. So I'm optimistic.
OMB is also paying attention to how private contractors respond in the aftermath of a breach of one of their systems. The office is reviewing public comments on a new set of draft guidelines on how agencies should build cybersecurity protections into their contracts in preparation for the release of a final version. One aspect seeks to encourage contractors to notify their government customers about a data breach immediately by requiring that agencies create a single point of contact, define what a breach means under the terms of each contract, contract and create penalties for vendors who don't live up to the breach notification language in their specific agreements.
The reason for that guidance is what we found during the breaches of, we'll just call them certain contractors, back in 2014. What we found was that the rules of the game in the event of a contract or a vendor breach were very, very unclear. So if you're a vendor and you're breached, and you've got government data within your system or systems on your network, who do you call? What is the federal government's job of inspection prior to that breach? So A130 goes into it a little bit. FISMA guidance goes into it a little bit more. But what we found is that agencies as well as contractors wanted more prescriptive, I would say, clearer guidance on what exactly to do in the event of a breach, and then before that, what to do to prevent them. That particular document was up for public comment. Comment closed. Public comment period closed. We're addressing those comments, and we will get it back into the government clearance process and out the door as soon as possible.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Find Jared's story at FederalNewsRadio.com. Share this interview with your colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.